What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Somebody's Mama Podcast. We're your hosts, Nicole and
Kendra.
And you guys, sorry that we were off last week. We were so busy, okay? As always, trying to be everywhere at once, and we will get into that. But we're just excited to be here because we were off last week. So let's just get into it. Kendra, what have you been up to? Please share with the people.
So this past week, I was prepping for a trip. My husband and I went to Atlanta for the Invest Fest because my husband actually was one of the hosts of one of the panels. So that was really exciting for us. I was excited to go and be there with him. So we traveled to Atlanta on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And so Thursday when we got there, we hung out with my best friend. You guys know she is about to pop. She is almost ready to deliver my godson. So we went and hung out with her, and her brother was actually in town. They were having their Atlanta baby shower that weekend. So we hung out with them. Friday, I actually took her maternity photos, and they came out really good. So I need to actually edit those, but yeah, so I took her maternity pictures and just hung out with her because the conference didn't actually start until Saturday.
Nice.
Friday night, they had like the VIP night. So you guys, because my husband was on the panel, we got all access. So that was really nice because they had so many events all weekend. And so the VIP night was really nice. They had like food and open bar, a DJ. And then it was like the opening night or whatever. So, the owners of Earn Your Leisure, Troy and Rashad, they went up and like did like a little opening speech or whatever. And then they had Terrence J hosting. So they had a panel of people. Lala Anthony was there, Jermaine Dupree. I forget the other young lady's name for Milano de la Rouge. I think her name was Milan or something like that.
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So she was there. And then a whole bunch of people. It was a whole bunch of people. And then Ja Rule performed, so he was the performer. So I was lit because, you know, Ja Rule's from our era, you know.
Right. I was excited to see him there.
Yes. And then he had Jim Jones with him, and I love me some Jim Jones, honey. I don't know why, but I do. So he was there. So that was really fun. We had a really good time. And then the actual conference started on Saturday. They had such amazing dynamic speakers there. I mean, just so many, like the roster was like packed, and they were just talking about everything from real estate, investing, crypto, social media, how to build an e-commerce business, like literally anything you can think of. They talked about, they had a woman's women in business panel with Tabitha Brown, Nicole Lanell, and it was another lady, I forget her name, but they were all really, really good. That was one of my favorite ones. And then also the social media panel was very beneficial. Like, I got my money's worth with, I ain't not a paper, but I got my money's worth right then and there. I was like, this is great. So yeah, it was just a really cool experience to kind of like be behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And it was funny because like, we know we had these all excess bands, but like, I was still kind of like, I don't know if I should be back here. Like, because where they had a reception for the speakers. So they provided lunch every day upstairs. And so originally the layout of the place was kind of like, you can get like to several different places. Like, I mean, you can get to the same place several different ways. And so I didn't realize that the back door led straight to the stage. And so I was like, or like backstage. So if you don't come from backstage, you have to go out all the way down through the vendor booths, go up some escalators all the way around. Or you can just go through the back door, come from backstage and go right to your seat. So the first time I tested it out, I was just like, are they going to stop me? Are they going to be like, girl, you're not supposed to be back here? So I had my husband's friend with me too. And so he was like, can we go this way? I'm like, I don't know, just walk and act like you're supposed to be here. So that's what we did. We just walked through and nobody said nothing. So I went that way the rest of the time.
gotta go.
Right. So that was a cool experience. And I was telling Nicole earlier, I'm like, you just have to act like you're supposed to be there. Cause you are, you know, I am supposed to be there. I was, I didn't sneak in or anything, but like, you know, you're amongst all these people that you look up to and that you're learning from, and they're just, you know, there with you.
Yeah.
And you're here and you guys are just eating lunch next to each other. And it's just normal. You know, you can't fangirl. You have to just blend in.
Call it a day.
Right. So we had a really good time. It was a great experience. My husband did amazing. His panel was, so he hosted the panel, but the room that we were in was packed. It was like 4,000 people in there. Maybe even more. I think even more, because the room, well, I was sitting in the front row, but someone showed us a video after, and the room was packed.
That's
wild. It was packed. So he was interviewing Steve Harvey's right-hand man, EYO's lawyer, Earn Your Leisure's lawyer. She also is like several other celebrities and people's lawyers too. And then another guy who holds a title with Ally Financial. And so these are like heavy hitters. Like these are people who deal with millions of dollars on a daily.
Yeah.
And he was hosting, and and his panel was about business management.
Yeah.
So it was very, very impactful. The people there were coming up to him afterwards and like wanting to connect with him, and like it was just really cool to like see him in his element and like just at an elevated, you know, stage. And it was just like, you know, the first of many, but this was like the biggest stage that he's ever been like a speaker on. And so it was like a really big deal for us. So yeah, it was great. And then when we first walked in, they had this huge wall with all the pictures of all the speakers on it. And his face was like on the first row after the keynote speakers. So you have the richest Black man in America. What's his name? Robert.
I know it's something.
Yeah, Robert F. Smith. Mm-hmm. So you have Diddy, Robert F. Smith, Steve Harvey, Jeezy, Earn Your Leisure, all these people, and then right underneath it is Brandon Nelson. And I was just like,
"Yo, like, yes, because we got next.
Okay, period." But I was just
that was B for billionaire.
Okay, period, right? But it was just such a full circle moment. For you guys that don't know, my husband left his company 2 years ago to start his own company. Right. And he has just like skyrocketed his business. And he has some amazing clients. Earn Your Leisure is one of his clients. And he's just done some amazing things. So just to be there for every step of the way, to see it all unfold, I was such a proud wife. Like we had a prayer. I prayed over him before he went on stage. Like it was just such a really like full circle, beautiful weekend. So yeah, we were riding high after that. That was really nice. We ate some really good food. You guys know Atlanta got the bomb food. If you guys are ever there, Marcus, it's called Marcus Bar and Grill. Not only the food is good, because the food is good everywhere in Atlanta, but the customer service, it is hard to get really good customer service in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
The customer service from the door, from the phone call, because this place, they only take reservations, and clearly we didn't have a reservation, but the lady that I spoke to over the phone, she was like, well, how many do you have? And then she's like, let me see if I can accommodate you. It took her like 10 minutes to come back. She accommodated us. She put us in like the private room in the back. We just got so much favor. Like she put us in the private room in the back. When we got there, they greeted us. They took us back. The waiter, he was so knowledgeable about everything, the way he described the food. I mean, the whole experience was beautiful. So I highly recommend that place. But yeah, that was my week. I know that took 10 minutes, but that was my weekend. Yeah.
That's exciting though.
Yes, yes.
How you vlogged it, right?
I did. I vlogged it. So the vlog is going to be a little interesting though. I think I'm kind of narrated because everything was moving so quickly. I had to just kind of like get clips. Yeah. So it won't be a typical vlog, but I got a lot of footage of the actual speakers and things like that. So it'll be very, very beneficial. So it'll probably come out next week.
Oh, that's exciting. I can't wait to see it. If you guys don't know, Kendra has a YouTube and it's posted every Sunday.
Subscribe Kendra Michelle. That's a M-E-C-H-E-L-L-E.
And it's really good. You know what?
You've been working, working, working.
I've been working, working, working. I had a really big goal for this month of, what are we in, August?
Mm-hmm.
And August, I got certain accounts that's very like, you know, and so.
You're getting on your nerves.
It's not even get on my nerves. It's just like, it's just special, right? So. Mm-hmm. But I was like, listen, the thing about like the industry is you know, everybody renews every year and everybody needs it for their business. It's not like a want, but they can always for somebody else. It's just like your relationship. And a lot of times people, what's it called? Like sometimes I only talk to these people once a year.
Yeah.
Because they don't have any claims or anything like that, you know?
Right.
And so with the economy, the price is going up.
That part.
And so people in business and people, but luckily a lot of my clients, they have been in business for a long time or they were referred to me by somebody who's been in business for a long time.
Yeah.
So they usually have some type of specialization and I don't want to nerd you guys out, bore you guys out, but thankfully I got everybody closed, everybody taken care of. And now I can kind of be like, I can take
breathe a little bit.
Yeah, I can breathe a little bit until like Thursday.
I'm about to say until the next one start up.
Yeah, till Thursday I get to take a break. And I've been finding a better way of just balancing that energy because since you are dealing like, you know, like with Brandon, you're dealing with people's personal businesses, you know?
Yeah.
And you're dealing with people's livelihoods and you're dealing with people's, how they protect their business. So, so you just want to make sure everybody's covered properly. Everybody's taken care of, everybody's, you know? And so now I know because it's like you can't sleep at night because you're like, I know how much inventory you have and you need coverage, okay?
Right. It's all those thoughts going through your head constantly.
Yeah, so now I'm like, oh, I get to take a deep breath. I don't have to worry again until Thursday. So over the weekend, I try not to work too much. So over the weekend, a little, but was able to get like a little self-care day on Sunday.
Okay.
And still took the kids to the park and all that jazz. So yeah, it's just going. It's going. But September, I'm still busy until I won't talk about it.
Right. Cause it's like, the summer is so busy. Then it's like fall's still busy too. And then here comes the end of the year. It's like you gotta close everything out. You gotta get ready. Yeah. It's never ending. I feel like this whole year has been a marathon.
Yeah, it has. It's felt like
we have not come up for air. Mm-hmm. Like it has been like so many events, so much traveling, so much just like things happening, good, you know, good things, challenging things, everything. So, yeah.
Yeah. But we're here. So
we're here. We made it through another week. Praise the Lord. So this week is Black Breastfeeding Week, and we are going to be talking about Black Breastfeeding Week. So basically what it is it was created to bring awareness because in the Black community, there's a lot of disparities within breastfeeding. So We wanted to highlight those disparities, but also bring awareness to the challenges that Black women face with breastfeeding just because of within our community. There's various reasons why there is a lack of representation. Like, there's so many things and challenges that have been placed before us. And I know, just like in my own experience, like, you know, you come across like an auntie or like an older person and they're like, you just get that baby some cereal, some formula. And, you know, it's like, where does that come from?
Yeah.
Why is it frowned upon? You know, a lot of times people think like your baby is not getting enough food if you're breastfeeding, or why that baby so skinny, or why that baby so fat, or, you know, there's always commentary within the Black community when it comes to women breastfeeding. So today we're going to just highlight some of those things, bring awareness, and then, yeah, share our own experiences.
Yeah. I think when it comes to breastfeeding, I think some of that, the reasons why it's like that in the Black community, if you really look at it, is the historical view from it.
Yeah.
Especially since, you know, in slavery, Black women were, it's called wet nursing.
Yeah.
And so that disconnect to breastfeeding, I think that's definitely part of the reason.
Yeah.
Is the disconnect of breastfeeding due to the historicalness of it, because Black women were wet nursing. And so I think that disconnect of I'm breastfeeding for all these children.
Yeah, it's like a job.
Yeah,
it's a job. It wasn't to nurture and nourish your own children. It was just like a job, you know, for someone else's child.
Right. So I think a lot of that disconnect of the reasoning or the potential of, or the reasoning of doing breastfeeding had a lot to do with that.
Yeah. I would say also with like what kind of what I was talking about before, like the lack of representation. So like, even in the media, I feel like more so now because of things like Black Breastfeeding Week and bringing awareness and women, Black women being more vocal about the benefits of it and providing a space for women to learn and grow and, figure out how to make it work for them. I feel like we see it more now, but you know, the lack of representation, like you don't always see when you're watching television shows or in the media, you don't see Black women necessarily like breastfeeding or talking about it or encouraging other women. Like I said, now more so, I feel like I see it more often, but that could also be because of my community, like the people that I'm surrounded, but someone else in another state that doesn't have the same access to the type of women that I'm around, they may never hear about it. They may only be hearing, you know, pushing formula, or it could be frowned upon, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of times I used to work with young teens who were parenting. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those young moms, it didn't even cross their mind to breastfeed because they didn't see their mom breastfeed.
Yeah.
And they're thinking about, I'm kind of jumping the gun here. One of the things was just like the cultural benefits behind it, like your body image and like, ooh, you don't want your boobs to sag, or like kind of like some vanity in there.
Yeah.
But a lot of those young moms, they didn't even think twice about breastfeeding because it wasn't presented to them in that way. It was, you go get you some WIC,
yeah,
some formula, and you feed that baby formula and cereal so that baby could sleep all night.
Yeah.
But my role was to teach them the benefits of breastfeeding, how it benefits them and the baby, all of the vitamins and the nutrients that your body naturally produces to give to your baby. It's going to help them grow and develop. It's going to help their brain. It's going to help you get your body back to where you want it to be. But because of the misinformation, they're thinking the opposite.
And you know what? And it's so crazy that the misinformation has people thinking the opposite, because It's a proven fact that breastfeeding actually helps you lose weight and helps you suck your abs back in. And I
Yes.
can't tell you how fast, with the two kids that I breastfed the longest, it just was pulling me back in. And then the kid that I didn't get to breastfeed as long, it was like, oh, I'm still doing the work.
Absolutely. That is so true. I feel like with Kendon, I breastfed him right away. I did have some issues with I always had issues with both children with breastfeeding, but more challenges was with Bryson, obviously. But with Kendon, I nursed him right away. And I just remember you can feel everything contracting. Like as soon as that baby latches, you just feel everything contracting and getting back into place. And my stomach, after I had, I've never been skinny, y'all. We all know this. But when I say when I was breastfeeding, can I go back and look at pictures of him like a month old and my stomach was gone?
You're like,
Like it went away. Like it was gone. I didn't gain a lot of weight with him anyway, but like you see people like 4 or 5 months later and they still have a protruding stomach. That was not my case. Like it was gone. But yeah, it's just misinformation.
And you know what? Something that I think is another good thing about having the Awareness Week is that I had no clue until I was actually delivered my child that there was a lactation consultant. And then not, even the second child, I didn't even know that you could have a lactation consultant come to your home. Like, what? I didn't even know.
And they don't, and these are things that they don't, they should be sharing with you, but they're not always going to share with you right off the bat. They might give it to you in your information packet that you don't have time to read because you just had a newborn.
And you're trying to sleep.
And you're just trying to make it through the next day.
Just trying to make it.
But yeah, I learned after, okay, so when I took Kendon home that first night, he was not latching properly. So he wasn't getting enough milk. He literally cried all night long. Like we literally stayed up all night waiting for the doctor's office to open at 8 a.m. because he didn't sleep and because he wasn't getting enough milk.
Oh my God, that's scary.
It was so scary. I was like, I'm a failure. Like I starved my baby. Like it was so dramatic because, excuse me, he had lost weight. Like it was really traumatizing for me. But once I got in there, they're like, oh, we have this lactation specialist that's available to you. And I'm like, why didn't the lactation specialist come? Well, they did, like the nurse did, but not the specialist come into the room. When I first gave birth, the nurse kind of like taught me like how to latch or whatever, but they didn't go into the whole like, oh, different type of holds, different type of this, like of that. So when I went and met with the lactation specialist, she literally spent an hour with me. She was teaching me all the different ways and methods that I could use from getting different type of shields. And you may need a different size shield because they did give me a shield, but he wasn't latching onto the shield. And so depending on your size of your areolas or your nipples, you need different size shields. And then, you know, how to like pull the baby's chin down and like get him to latch or hold, you know, it's just so many things that can go into it because I just thought you hold the baby like this and the baby just eat. No, for
It's
some
the
people,
whole.
yeah. And then for me, I have large breasts, so and I have this little bitty baby, so there was a specific way that I had to hold my breast to his head, and like, you know, it's just so many different things that go into it, but.
And you know what? There's so many things that go into it. And the thing is, no matter how much training you have and how much time you spend with the lactation consultant, I feel like it really takes a whole month
Yeah, or more.
or more before you actually get like really, really good at it. And by the time your nipple actually heals, and like I remember with my first, I didn't know about the nipple shield until my 6 week, maybe my 6 week, maybe my 6 week appointment. Or no. I found about the nipple shield at the 5 day appointment or 3 day, whatever. And by the time I got to that third day appointment, I was in so much pain. She was just like, yeah, you need to go to Target and get a shield. I'm like, how come nobody told me about this shield?
Right. And they have the shields in the hospital.
Which is crazy. I didn't even know that.
They have the nipple cream. They have the shield. Right. They have the nursing pads. All of that should be in your room available to you. If it's not in there, you can ask for it. So if you are a mom listening and you're thinking about breastfeeding, ask before you leave that hospital. Ask a lactation specialist to come in and help you, regardless if you think you know how to do it or you've been doing your research or not. It's a service that is available to you there. So just take advantage of it and let them come in, give you a full tutorial, ask a bunch of questions, ask a bunch of different scenarios, because once you get home with that baby and that baby is screaming, you need to know what to do.
You need to know what to do. Yeah.
And they have like all these different brands of like butters and creams, and like, you know, did you hear about like roughing your nipple up so that it's not too soft, because then it's gonna, you know, crack and hurt and everything. And then
I wish I would have took that advice. Someone had told me to like rough up my nipple before, and I was like, rough up my nipple? How you rough up? And she was like, you need to use a wet towel or whatever. Yeah,
a dry towel.
Yeah, and then
I'm like, what? And rough it up. And I'm like, what? And then they're like, you know, put the cream on in between. It's not going to hurt the baby. It's non-toxic.
And I was scared of that. I was so scared of that, putting the cream on in between.
Yeah. But
I really should do it because it helps a lot.
Yeah. And now they have so many things, like, because another thing that helps like get the milk to come down is to warm up your the top of your breast or around the nipple. So now, and to massage it. I learned all this because of my second son. When he was born premature, I had to basically force my milk to come early.
Yeah.
So I would use like a warm compress. And then now they have these massagers. If you guys have seen people, the whole craze on TikTok of people showing their milk is so interesting to me. But a lot of the moms that wear like the mom cozy, the pump that you can put into your bra.
They love it. Like, I wish I had that.
I know. So when I was nursing Kendon, I don't remember which one. But it was like they had just came out, and so people were saying they weren't as good as the Medela. So I just went ahead and with the Medela. But now they have so many, a wide range of those. And if you guys didn't know, you can get a pump through your insurance.
Yeah.
And you can pick, like they usually have a different variety, and you can pick which one you want. So I was talking to my best friend, and she said they had a version of the ones that you can put into your bra. For her insurance, she could get that. She got it for free. And so, but they have this little attachment that you can put on top that actually massages your breast. So it helps to bring the milk down. So there's so many tools and contraptions and things that you can use. Because I know some people get discouraged because they're like, oh, the milk is not coming. But there's one thing about breastfeeding is you have to be dedicated to it.
Yeah. And it really takes a couple weeks before you can really get into
for your milk to come in. Now, some people are just super suppliers and they milk just free flowing right off the bat. But for some people like myself, it takes a little bit more work, but it's so beneficial. You can use your breast milk for so many different things. If the baby gets a breakout, you can give them a milk bath. Just the colostrum that they get in the beginning has so much nutrients in. That's why I always recommend, even if you feel like you can't do it for the long haul, try to do it for at least 3 or 4 months, because that first nutrients that you get in those first couple of weeks with the colostrum is so beneficial for the baby. But the longer you can give them your milk, the better. It doesn't have to be exclusively your milk, but as long as they're getting some of it, it's really beneficial for them, for their growth and development, for their brain development. just everything overall.
Yeah, and I think sometimes it's kind of interesting that formula is thrown at Black communities because on my third child, I had to implement formula earlier than I had planned to. And oh my goodness, I was like, we just spending $40 every 2 days. It's like, oh my goodness, it's just money just flying. Yeah. Before I could just, you know, pop the nipple and keep it moving.
Right.
And people don't, I think, understand like financially how beneficial it is also to breastfeed because my first child, I think I did 6 months. My second child, I did like 15 months. And the third child, I did like a month. And that was just because the latching, she wasn't eating and she was just losing weight at a scale. It became so scary. And once you give that kid formula,
it's hard.
It's so hard. And so
I even just, with the bottle in general, like once you give the kid the bottle in general, it is hard.
It's hard.
If they're greedy.
Different. Yeah, and you know, my first two didn't like the bottle. My son like hated the bottle. He would not take the bottle. Mm-hmm. But each kid is, and that just shows you each kid is different and you can't be hard on yourself about it. All mm-hmm. you can do really just try your best.
Yeah.
And as long as you're trying your best and using the resources and using the resources, it goes a long way. Yeah. But that formula, I'm telling you, I saw both ends of it and that formula will hit your pocket.
And it's crazy because it's always heavily marketed
in
the Black communities. Like you don't see billboards with, like I said, more now, maybe you might see them more so than you did before, but it's pushing formula. It's Enfamil, it's Similac. It's not, and it's WIC signs everywhere. Like there's a WIC on every corner in LA. Yeah. And, you know, when you go into WIC, you're getting your vouchers for formula. And you're getting, you know, food or whatever. You can also get supported with breastfeeding as well. But they're pushing a formula. They just are because it's a money grab. Yeah. And they can't make money off of you nursing your child.
Yeah.
They making money off of you buying that formula. Yeah. And whether it's with the government money or your money, they're still getting their money. And it's very expensive. So like even if you are strictly nursing, you're saving even more money with that because you don't have to worry about bottles and like all these other things. But that's another thing that leads me to talking about the workplace. So the theme of Black Breastfeeding Week this year is enabling breastfeeding, making a difference for working parents. So another reason why there is a disconnect with breastfeeding in the Black community is you got to go to work.
Right.
Moms have to go to work. They're not able to just stay home with the kids. They need to go to work. And a lot of these workplaces are not accommodating for breastfeeding moms, which is against the law. Because by law, if you are a nursing or breastfeeding mother, your workplace has to provide an adequate place, an appropriate place for you to pump or nurse your baby.
Okay, not the bathroom.
The bathroom, the public bathroom where anybody can come in and out is not an appropriate place for a breastfeeding mother. There needs to be a place where you can close the door and have privacy. You shouldn't have to be covering yourself up and trying to hide in a corner of the bathroom where people are urinating and all this stuff with your milk for your child.
Right.
There's no way you should be in the bathroom pumping while somebody in the stall number three. Like no. That is so unsanitary and no. So I would suggest that if you are a mom coming off maternity leave and you are concerned about going back into the workplace, have a conversation with your company about the accommodations for you as a nursing or breastfeeding mother. And if they say they don't have accommodations, you kindly let them know what the law says. And I don't know it verbatim, but by law, they have to provide a place for you and it has to be an appropriate place. When I was working, it's crazy because I was working at the nonprofit that I was working at for pregnant and parenting teens. Mm-hmm. They did not have an appropriate place for nursing mothers. And myself and two other women were pregnant at the same time. So what they had to do was they converted a like a supply closet into a nursing room.
Oh.
But in the supply closet, it had supplies still. So we kind of had to like complain and like let them know like, hey, I can't have somebody knocking on the door needing something while I'm pumping. Like, no, right. I need to have a comfortable chair. I need a table in there because I need to be able to pour. I can't be trying to pour my milk into the bag in my lap and spill my milk everywhere. Like, it needs to have ventilation. Like, I don't need to be in there trying to pass out. I need to have an outlet because I need to plug in if I need to plug in my pump. You know, there's so many different things that or things that they need to do to be able to accommodate you. But don't be afraid to speak up for yourself. Don't say, well, oh, I can't breastfeed anymore. I can't pump anymore because I have to go back to work. No, your job needs to be accommodating. Whether you work at McDonald's or you work on Wall Street, there needs to be accommodation for you as a mom. And so this year, I think it's great that they are highlighting working women who are in the working force or whatever. Because it's an afterthought.
Yeah, it really is.
It's an afterthought. People are in the break room, in the closet, you know, some people don't have a choice but to go to the bathroom because they're saying like, oh, there's nowhere else for you to go. And it's just really sad that people don't honor women in that way when, you know, we birthed the nation. So it's really... Like, it's really sad that it has to be an afterthought. I love when I go to places and they have like those mom pods where like in the airport, you'll see those. They're like these pods that you can go in and nurse and like it's comfortable.
Nordstrom's has always had the room.
Yep. They always have had the room. Yep. And then some companies, they take pride in it and they have a beautiful space for the moms to go and relax. And like, because when the truth of the matter is when you're pumping or nursing, you can't be stressed out. Yeah. So if you're in there trying to hurry up and pump because, you know, somebody needs to come in to use the copy machine or whatever, that's not a adequate environment for a nursing mom. And so I think it's just important to just always speak up for yourself. Contact your job ahead of time so you're not stressing.
Yeah.
Like you're going back to work next week and you haven't talked about it with them, or you just show up with all your stuff and they have nowhere for you to go. So you have a mental breakdown because you're still fragile because it's too early for you to even be going back to work.
And that's another benefit of breastfeeding is it helps with the postpartum of your own mental health. Yes. So it's like you're trying to do something to help combat everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of the main reasons why it's so good that Black Breastfeeding Awareness.
Yes.
Because how can we advocate for ourselves if we don't even know?
No. And you know, it's the lack of resources. It's there's so many things, systemic racism, like
the healthcare. Let's not even talk about the healthcare situation and what's
happening. The support. When you go to the doctor's office, they might not even encourage you to do it because they assume because you're Black, you're not going to do it anyway.
Right.
Or if you have questions, you're shut down or you're not given the proper paperwork or sending you to the proper people. But there's so many amazing things in the community now if you do your own research.
Right.
I highly suggest if you're interested in breastfeeding but you need a little bit more support, do your own research because there's so many nonprofits and organizations that are here to help. A friend of mine, she has her and her mom own a place called Chicago Birthworks. It's in Chicago. We need to have her on here one day. I need to call her. But her and her mom built this amazing space for women to come to learn about everything in motherhood. They have doulas. They have education. You can come for educational classes. You can come for Lamaze classes. You can come for breastfeeding. And it's a beautiful community where you can bring your children. I believe they have mommy and me classes. But there's so many different places like that. There's another place here in LA that does the same thing. A friend of mine, she went there for her doula services. Another friend of mine is a doula in Texas, and she practices different things, holistic things to help you through your birthing process, learning how to breathe through it so that you don't have to get medication, and building community and a support system around you to help you through your process of just the birth. And then then there's the afterbirth. Right. I saw recently, I don't know where this lady lived, but she went to an afterbirth center where her and her baby were there and their 24-hour care so that she could sleep. So the nurse would come in and they would care for her and the baby. So she would nurse the baby, and then the other, the provider would come and like change the baby and put the baby to sleep so that she could pump and then get some rest herself. I forget how long she said she stayed there, but she was just like, if you're going to invest in something, or if you're going to ask people to, I saw another video yesterday and she was saying, a different young lady, but she was saying, if you're going to, instead of having people get you clothes and stuff for your baby shower, have them donate to a fund for a night nurse or a nanny, because everybody doesn't have a village to come in and help them, or have their mom come stay for a whole month to help them with the baby. But have people donate to a fund so that you can get some additional help. Because the truth of the matter is, when you have support, it does enable you to be able to breastfeed, because you don't have to worry about all these other things. If you have somebody else that's doing the cleaning and the cooking for the rest of the family or the kids, or helping with the bottle preparation, like doing all these other things, so you have time to bond with your baby.
And cleaning the bottles, the whole bit,
the whole job itself. And so that's another benefit of breastfeeding. If you're not bottle feeding and you just nursing, you just whip that out and keep it moving. But having the support system around you, which is another thing that is a disparity, because a lot of people in the Black community, everybody has to work. So you don't necessarily have a mom or a grandma that can come and care for the baby or help you with the baby while you're at work, or, you know, watch the other kids so that you can bond with the new baby. Like, for a lot of people, they have popped the baby out and have to keep it moving.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
fast.
Huh?
Have to keep it moving fast too. It's just
And especially when it's not your first child, like you got to think about the other kids and like everything. But I mean, there's so many benefits to breastfeeding aside from the nutrients and things, the bonding. The bonding is such a beautiful experience. And it's a time that you never get back.
Yeah.
So I always encourage people. Some people like naturally just want to do it all, like all the nurturing things. And they're like, oh, I'm going to wear my baby. I'm going to nurse my baby. I'm going to, you know, be giving baby massages, and I'm going to be doing all the things. But then there's other moms who are like, this baby getting a bottle, this baby, you know what I'm saying? And both are great moms, but I encourage you to just try.
Try it,
give it a try. And if it's not your thing, it's not your thing. The baby might not latch, like you might feel weird about it. You know, people go through different things also, like traumatic things in life that prevent them from wanting to breastfeed also. So there's no judgment on either side. Like, I just would just encourage you to do your own research, look into it, see if it's something that you might want to do, and just give it a try. Like, There's no harm in trying, but always, 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 if you're struggling with it, reach out for support. There's so many resources now. There's way more now than there was before.
Yeah. And even, I feel like even on YouTube, there's even more people sharing about latching or sharing about, you know, the different ways to take care of your body during postpartum and just having, being able to just connect with something. And I know during postpartum, it's kind of hard because you're so tired.
Yeah.
Just all the knowledge that you can do prior to helps.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. That's important. And set yourself up for success. Like, make sure you reach out to your insurance company ahead of time. They will send you your pump ahead of time.
Yeah.
So reach out to them, get it going. You know, just prepare yourself, get your little fridge with all your snacks and water and, you know, everything. Cause when you nursing, honey, you be hungry.
Okay? All through the night, all through the day.
And just advocate for yourself and stick up to your family. Okay, because a lot of times the family be the main ones.
Yeah, why do you want to do that? I'm like, do you not know the benefits of why we do that?
And the truth of the matter is they don't.
They don't.
They just really don't. They think that you want to hog. They think you want to hog the baby. You don't want nobody else to be able to feed that baby. That baby.
That baby. Like, my child. Excuse me.
Yeah, baby, I always own you. You always attach to that baby. And it's like, I enjoy being my child's food source. Thank God my mom and my family was very supportive of that. But I did encounter other people when I would nurse. They would be like, you need to get that baby some cereal. That baby is old enough for this, old enough for that. You need to get that baby a bottle. And it's like, just because that's the way that you did it doesn't mean that it's the only way. So don't be afraid to stick up to your family, advocate for yourself. If necessary, have a conversation with them ahead of time so that you're not stressing about it. Like, that's the worst feeling ever, to be sitting at a family function or a party and you're trying to nurse your baby and everybody's stressing you out because they're telling you need to get that baby some formula.
You're like, what?
So just let them know ahead of time, hey, this is my choice, my baby, my choice, my body, my choice.
And that's all period.
But a lot of times it is a lack of education.
Yeah.
So maybe if you care enough to break it down and let them know all the benefits of it, and all the vitamins and the nutrients that your baby is going to receive from this, then hey, go ahead and share it with them. But
sometimes sharing that information kind of helps too, because they really don't know. It's just like, well, by feeding my child, there's all these different health benefits.
Yeah, just let them know. A lot of times it is people, it's ignorance, like lack of understanding. People kind of shy away from things that they don't understand, or you know, people react to things different ways when they don't understand something. So
yeah, and they get loud about it. They can just be loud and wrong.
Loud and wrong, honey. Like, this baby is getting all they need. You want me to overfeed my baby. You want me to dang near choke my baby by putting all this cereal in this bottle. Yeah, like, the baby gonna sleep to the night, but the baby's sick. Like, and honestly, the baby is not supposed to be sleeping through the night right now. Like, their little tummy can't hold all that.
Yeah.
So yeah, but all that to say, happy Black Breastfeeding Week. We hope that you guys are encouraged. If you guys need support, we will try to link some resources below. But Google is always your friend. Also, like, we live in the age of YouTube and TikTok, and TikTok is my new Google, y'all. And you can literally probably type in, like, breastfeeding support services and then type your city, and I'm pretty sure something will pop up. Like, literally TikTok is Google. But yeah, I encourage you that if you are expecting, do your research, figure out what's going to be best and right for you. But just know that there is a lot of support out there now, a lot of free support also. So don't be afraid to reach out and get you some support.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to Google.
Right. And speak up at work, y'all. Like we said, the theme this year is supporting moms in the workplace. So speak up, look into it, see what the regulations are and see what's available in your company. Because a lot of times if you don't ask, they won't tell you. So yeah, do your due diligence. And blessings to all of those breastfeeding moms out there. Hang in there. If you're currently breastfeeding, push through. You got this. You could do this. I know a lot of times it can feel lonely because you are your baby's food source. So you may have to leave early or duck off in the room. I used to hate when I had to like go off into the room and pump for like 30 minutes. And I'm like, oh, I'm missing out on this or whatever. But trust me, it's all going to be worth it in the end.
Definitely worth it.
Yep. So we thank you guys for listening. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If this wasn't for you, make sure you share it with who it is for. Put it in your back pocket for later. You never know when you'll need it, but spread the awareness for Black Breastfeeding Week. And happy breastfeeding, mamas. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.